going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ruben Amaro Jr., Rhea Hughes. We're with you till 10 o'clock today. You want to get in? 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Talking a lot of Sixers today. The lottery. Sixers land with the third pick. Phillies, Cardinals later on tonight.
We're talking about how Tom the Kelly Eagles has schedule. Completely transformed in appearance. Over the last 2 months.
You were just staring me down.
Going from a young man to...
Well, just so you know, my father-in-law texted me, said, I don't look decrepit.
No, by the way. Decrepit was rough, man. That was heavy.
All right, I overstepped. I said I went too far with decrepit. Right, well,
I think it was fine.
I think you can be youthful and gray.
Yeah, you know, but you can't be youthful and decrepit at the same time. That's one thing you can't be.
No, but
I haven't checked the YouTube comments.
Honestly, yeah. Tom, I was thinking youthfully decrepit in the back of my mind. Like, you do come off as a younger man, despite the fact that you are, you know, prematurely extremely gray.
Wow. Now it's prematurely gray.
Would you call this extremely gray? Extremely gray?
Extremely.
Maybe the sideburns only.
You got your power.
Come from Mr. Graybeard over here.
What are you talking about?
Man.
It's blonde.
That's not blonde.
Yeah.
That's all gray, bro.
There you go.
What are you talking about?
Be ridiculous.
Decrepit.
It's like platinum. Very, very light blonde.
215-592-9494. So talking about the Phils and Eagles schedule releases and a few schedule notes to pass along here. Vikings will be the first team ever to play two consecutive international games.
What's going on with that?
They're going to be playing in Dublin and then in London the next week.
JJ McCarthy.
How would you have liked that as a player? To go and, you know, you would hate it?
I would absolutely hate that.
They're just going to stay there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. But that is as distracting as you can get it. Anytime you sleep on a mattress that's not your mattress.
Yes, correct.
I hate that.
Yeah.
No,
amen.
I need
for back health. Seriously,
your mental health.
Back matters so much for a sport that you're getting into a stance and exploding out 100 times a game. You can't be messing around on anyone else's bed the night before or the night before the night before or the night before the night before the night before. And I'll keep going. They're going to be over there for a week.
Yeah.
Jaguars have done this before, by the way. They played back-to-back games in London last year.
Well, the tweet said first two back-to-back international games. Maybe it's in different locations.
In different locations. Yeah. The Jags should just relocate to London at this point. Yeah.
Well, their owner wants them to, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, he's all about that with his feet in that pool, soccer-wise, football-wise also.
Well, they probably have more of a fan base over there as well. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Our side topic today, give us who or what is eccentric for your chance to win Post Malone tickets, a pair of tickets, Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park, May 24th. You going to be there, John?
I love the Post Malone stuff that I see when he's doing covers, and he's so talented. He's playing guitar. He's doing really amazing songs. But I don't know. I wasn't planning on it. Are you going?
I don't think so. No, I didn't even maybe know I'll Post go. Malone was.
Maybe
as of
we should. Maybe we should go together.
I'm
you
not
and
going
me.
With
we'll
you. You call me. I don't go out with people.
Why
call
don't
me
we
decrepit.
Double date? You and me.
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't know if I'd want to spend my time around you, John.
Well, after you crushed him on the decrepit
I know,
piece,
I mean,
I would too. Well, I'm right with you, TK.
Call somebody decrepit.
That was a playful decrepit. That was a playful.
It was playful the first time you said it.
I'm just kidding. We'll go on a double date with you, John. I just need to find a babysitter for my three kids, and then I'll be able to come
that
out.
That does make
I'm
it tough.
I'm sure that doesn't happen often. It's usually grandmoms.
No. Yeah. I went to my cousin's wedding on Saturday. It was my first time out since my third kid was born.
Well, see, that's the thing. In talking to Tom, he's not taking Tom time. He's not ever
There's
taking
no Tom,
Tom
time.
Time.
Nope.
There's no Tom time, and that's when things get problematic for you and the missus. Like, you need to get out.
Oh, now you're giving me, you know,
yeah,
therapy
advice.
Now he's giving me life advice.
We give lots of life advice on this show.
The life advice day is tomorrow, right?
I don't know.
Well, Joe's got to be back to give people life advice.
Well, that remains to be seen.
That's very important.
If he gives it effectively or not, but we try.
He's always got an interesting perspective.
Have you gone out with your wife since the baby?
We went to a wedding on Saturday.
Baby. Okay. That going to a wedding, you said that was the first time you've actually gone out and done something.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming there have been no dates.
No. No, there
yeah,
aren't.
So judging from experience, that is an important part of the process here. And I know it's tough
way.
With four, with three under five, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Another.
The youngest
it's
4 months old.
That
time.
Is important.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, and then does your wife have a T name?
She does. Teresa is her name.
The TT time.
Perfect. So there you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Tom and Teresa time.
There you go.
Tom and Teresa time. It needs to start, man.
Well, I don't think they need any more time alone together with three young kids. You need to dial back on that.
Let's make sure. Yeah, well, let's be responsible with the Tom time and Tom and Teresa time.
Well, thank you, John. I value your advice so much. I'm retaining so much of it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to David
and Salem.
You should
go out on dates, though.
Save me, David. Save me from John giving me the advice here.
How you doing?
Hi, David.
How you doing?
David, you're from Salem?
Yeah, Salem, New Jersey.
You know that the Salem witch trials, they didn't actually burn anyone at the stake?
No.
Not one
the same
person.
Salem,
yeah, it's
John.
Not the same Salem, John. This
I
is
know,
New Jersey.
I'm aware, but, you know, it's just, it's interesting. I mean, it's a tie-in.
Yeah, to the beginning of the show. That is true.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about if I watch the Phillies every evening, and I'm sure everybody else knows this too, that Harper swings at the first pitch no matter what pitch it is.
It feels that way.
Figure that out and say, hit it out.
It feels like he gets a little too primed up and amped up and, yeah.
I think part of his, I think the whole part of his at-bats right now is that he's probably trying to do a little too much. And he's trying to dial it back. He's talked about it. And when he does dial it back and, you know, he makes much better decisions. But, listen, he will get out. Ball. He'll get out of it. He will get out of it.
The first pitch is usually the best. It's a fastball. You're trying to get ahead, but they figured him out because they're not going to throw him a fastball down the middle each time. You know. Another question.
Unless they mess up, they sure
Aaron
don't
Nola,
want to.
Does everybody else notice that he gives up like one or two big home runs?
David, we got to let you go. Your phone was cutting out on us there.
What
but
was he talking about?
He was talking about Nola and the home run problem. What do you see there, Ruben? Is this just something that, you know, it's been a problem his entire career? This year, it's been seemingly more often he's given up homers. What do you think that's attributed to?
I think the big issue is he's going to give up home runs because he throws a lot of strikes. He gets a lot of punch outs because he throws a lot of strikes. And he does make mistakes in the zone. He's made more seemingly this year than in the past. The big issue with him is making sure that he doesn't allow runners on prior to those home runs and letting that snowball, which has happened at times. So I think it's really about him being able to keep the runners off base when he does give up the solo home run, because you can give up a solo home run. It's no big deal. But if you're starting to throw up there, you know, the crooked numbers, is that's when it becomes a little bit more difficult for them.
Have you noticed the? It seems like, and maybe I'm leaping to conclusions here, but it does seem like Aaron Nola is bothered by runners on base more than some other guys.
I think he's made the adjustment over the last couple of years, actually speed up his delivery, and sometimes his delivery does get a little funky when he's in the stretch.
He's too conscious of, you know, those guys.
Maybe
at times.
I think at times, but I think he's more confident. He used to be able to do things differently. He'd slow down the game a little bit, like Jamie Moyer. He was never really long to the short to the plate, so he had to mix up his looks and his picks and stuff like that. And now it's really limited for him to do that. So he had to speed up his delivery. So that's changed some things mechanically for him.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, morning team. How you doing?
Doing awesome,
Yo,
Chuck.
John, what's up, John? How you doing, buddy?
Amazing. Hey, what about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't complain here. I'm at work right now on this dreary day, and I am enjoying and loving having a third pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? AJ Taylor's going to be the best player in this draft.
You think
John,
so?
I tell you. Yes, absolutely.
I think you're crazy,
Chuck. He's our MJ?
6'10". Wing guy.
Wow, 6'7" and a half, really.
Well, this guy has
maybe
a wingspan of a 7-footer.
True.
And listen, he can shoot, he can score at will.
Kevin Durant asked, do you think you, well, I guess we'll see.
Are we sure he's going to be the third pick?
Yeah, we're not sure he's going to be the third pick.
I mean, we've already got this guy you know, in our pockets, but is that happening?
It got to happen. I mean, if it doesn't happen, only time that the shit
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Can mess this up, you know, but they have a gold mine right now. Joel Embiid being healthy, it doesn't matter if he's healthy or not. You just got a golden ticket right now. This kid is the real deal, and his upside is through the roof. I'm telling you, this is who I wanted. You know, he's going to be the best player in this draft, man, and we could revisit this conversation three years later from now.
What if I didn't know his name was Arius? That's a pretty cool name. What if Arius Ace Bailey is gone and Cooper Flagg is also gone?
Dylan Harper's a good player, but I mean, Ace Bailey he's going to be the third pick. I don't see it. You know, I think it's going as they say it's going to go. Cooper Flagg.
Well, why would he be the third pick if he's so good, if he's better than Dylan Harper?
It's, he's 18 years old. It's an upside. It's an upside thing with him. You know, it's not, you know, it's Dylan Harper was a better college player than Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey's still, he's raw.
Yeah, Ace but is a lot more, yeah.
Need to do with this guy.
Needs to right. be developed.
Yeah, right. And appreciate the call, Chuck, but this is the thing here with a guy like Ace Bailey. Why would a team like San Antonio, who's drafted number two, if he's got all this upside, they have Victor Wembanyama, this stud up front, why wouldn't they take a shot?
They want
to
pair Dylan with him.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I just think, and I wonder, too, about the situation with Ace Bailey and
Chuck
Dylan Harper.
Did you give Chuck a chance to say who or what is eccentric?
He didn't have stars next to his name. That means that he didn't have an answer.
Oh.
Unless Buzz just forgot to put him there.
No, he said he didn't have an answer.
Okay, there you go. I was trusting you, Buzz. Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, does it concern you at all that these guys were on the same team?
Yes,
and
it
they're
should.
Projected to be in the top three.
They couldn't
and
make the tournament.
No. They were won 14
I thought
games.
That was odd.
Wow.
It's like
it's really odd. I mean, when you're in basketball, you have 40% of your team is as good as they are. And they don't get to
it
the
was
tournament?
Reminiscent of Ben Simmons.
Right.
That's really yeah. hard yeah. to yeah.
And I'm not saying it's the same
down.
Situation.
How many teams make this thing now?
170.
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah. But Ben Simmons coming out, one of the knocks on him was, if this guy's so great, how can he not get his team in the tournament? Yeah. And, hey, we ended up saying throughout his career here, he had major deficiencies.
The proof is in the pudding, isn't
I mean,
it?
And like Ruben said, I mean, 40% of your team, you have two guys that are that great. The bare minimum is you should be able to get in the tournament.
No doubt.
So that,
that's got to concern me a little bit.
Yeah, that does worry me a little bit when you look at these guys. And it's why you look at a guy like Cooper Flagg. And I know Cooper Flagg was playing on kind of an all-star team. I mean, two of these other Duke kids, Knupple and Malawach, the other big kid, which I would highly doubt the Sixers take a center again. But they had three top 10 players. I mean, they
but they
the
understand the pressure of winning in a huge, you know.
You have to win at Duke.
Right. I mean, you got to win there. I mean, they're the pressure and the intensity and, you know, the whole ACC, the whole thing. It's totally different.
I would have wanted them to go get Knupple just so I could hear it mispronounced.
Oh,
for the next
yeah, the mispronunciations in this city.
Always my favorite. How does somebody say Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Castellanos. There you go.
We are the worst in this
we
city
are.
With mispronouncing
Hershey
names.
No question.
Especially with just adding S's to the
Alshon
end of
Jeffries.
Names. Yeah, Alshon Jeffries. That's a great one. I feel like there are a lot like that. Roy Holiday. Was
Holiday forever.
Yeah.
It's Holiday.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
Yeah. That was a pretty famous one. Let's go to Chris in
Doc.
Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Chris.
Guys, I want to address two things here. I'd like to get a little NBA, but I want to talk a little b-ball or baseball. I'm sorry, with my brother Ruben there. But let's get to the NBA. So this is such a fraudulent league. They forced us to fire our general manager because they said it was a bad look and was given the wrong persona and optics. But then this nonsense goes on where Luka gets traded to Lakers. Then the Lakers, you know, get the golden franchise of the NBA, now gets the first pick and gets Cooper Flagg. Like, the odds of that actually happening are like, you know, that's greater odds of happening than Joe DeCamere beating Jack Fritz in the WIP games. Like, it's next to impossible. Like, it's so blatantly obvious. And I love when they try to act so self-righteous. Like I said, they talked about, oh, they don't want to give bad optics, but then they do this nonsense, and it's just like it's tone deaf. I don't understand how they could be so tone deaf.
Well,
really don't.
And this is the thing, Chris. I mean, there are just so many examples of this happening in the past. I mean, you look at LeBron, the year before he went back to Cleveland, they get the number one pick. The year after he leaves Cleveland, they get the number one pick. And sure, is there a chance all this is random, I guess, but it just feels like this has happened very frequently.
Times.
So here's my take on this thing. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it can't be, and it has to be random.
That's the way I feel.
And I really feel like it can't be that obviously ridiculous.
You can't, in good
that's
conscience,
why I think it actually was
slap us all in the face
totally
repeatedly in this fashion.
But they do it repeatedly, they have.
And the Luka Doncic trade was so bizarre. Like, it's like, why would you trade this guy who said he wants to stay here,
when
wants to
happened,
be here for your entire career, and to trade
ridiculous.
Him to that destination over any other?
You just gave, you
it's
gave
just
the
weird.
Lakers a superstar.
Yeah. And it's not the first time that's happened.
Rube, I want to get your take real quick before I give you guys my eccentric person. So I don't really hear much chatter about Otto Kemp. What are your thoughts on Otto? Do you think they're going to use him as a piece to go get somebody, or do you think they're going to stash him away to replace Bohm with next year?
He can do anything they want. I mean, as long as you have depth and you have talent. I mean, there's a lot of chatter about that. They know about him. Believe me, he's making his mark. When if have bat, will travel. And so he's going to, at some point, push the envelope. And who knows? I mean, it's great to have be able to have a guy who basically came out of quote-unquote nowhere to be this kind of a hitting prospect. But, hey, and that's the kind of depth that you love to have.
And what positions could he potentially play?
So apparently he's playing all the positions right now in the corner positions. I don't know how good a defensive player he is, but in Major League Baseball in this day and age, people don't care about defense all that much. The good teams do. Listen, if the guy can hit, because there's so few really great hitters now, if the guy can hit and people believe that he can hit, then he's going to get a chance to be in the big leagues. There's
no
question
about
it.
Do you think they're bringing him up this
year? I mean, it's possible. It depends on, you know, what happens as far as, you know, overall health of the team. He's not going to go and replace Alec Bohm, for instance. Alec Bohm's been doing it for several years, and he's had a lot of success.
But how does Alec Bohm deal with that? Like, how does Alec Bohm, you know, know he's a
little
fragile
cares at all.
At times. Oh, really?
I don't think he cares at all. He's raking right now. Man's been crushing the baseball. I mean, true. I always say crushing. He's getting his hits and having a lot of success right now. So I think that's all he cares about right now.
Who or what's eccentric, Chris?
Yeah, so guys, I love watching various things on the History Channel, and one of the greatest series they ever did was The Men Who Built America, and this guy is really eccentric to the point he had OCD so bad. Before he would walk into a building, he would walk around it three or four times before entering the building. He's one of the world's famous physicists and engineer, Nikola Tesla.
He would walk around a building
wow, that's weird.
Multiple times before entering it?
Oof. Yeah, the OCD really, really bad.
Wow. That's rough. Did that include, like, eventually, like, imagine if you did that
Thanks,
here.
Chris. Getting a lot
imagine
of steps in.
If you're coming to the studio and you ended up, like, walking around, it would take a long time to get around this building.
It's not as big
times.
As you think it is. That's a.
Well, I mean, if.
10 minutes, you can get around. What, three, four times?
But you imagine trying to set your schedule around all that?
I mean, right? Because then if you, you never know how long it'll take traffic-wise, walking-wise, or if you can even get around the building. What if you can't?
Yeah, what if you're running late?
There's no path.
Yeah.
You show up to the ballpark, you got to lap around CBP three or four times.
That, the whole stadium?
That would take you a while for sure. Sports Radio 94 WIP, this is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera, Hughes, Ruben Amaro Jr., John Ritchie with you on the morning show today.
All right,
John Ritchie, I
differentiated. I can pick up on that.
There you go.
Not cool.
Get better.
You were going off. You were going off during the break about the word John.
It bothers me that there's a word that means everything that is the same as my name.
It's not the same as your name. It's a different word.
A name that's used very frequently.
I
mean, whether it's J-O-N or J-O-H-N, there are a lot of people with my name.
But it's
like my dad and my uncle and every other guy down the street.
John, it's John.
And then, all right, well, it's close enough.
It's also their name. It's not like you have, you know, ownership.
You're right.
Completely.
But when you hear a name that sounds an awful lot like your name and it can mean any word, it gets distracting.
Does it put your head on a swivel?
Yeah,
a little?
That's the thing. Yes. You know, okay, so you know how when you are at a, I don't know, an outdoor park or something, and you hear, Dad!
Everybody's
and your head snaps around.
Yeah.
You can't like unplug that, whatever that instinct is, you automatically respond.
But they say dad, not dawd.
Okay, but it sounds close enough. It's close enough. You respond, you react, and
but
it really does
But nobody yells out
get,
the word John. They usually use it in a sentence.
I feel like you're creating a hypothetical situation that never actually occurs. Like, when does this happen where you're hearing somebody say John?
I'm surprised you get worried about this.
My name is already too frequently out there. And now
we'll
it doesn't need to be meaning everything. Again, it's just overused.
My name was overused to begin with. Now that you add the J-A-W-N, it really gets used.
Ruben's right. You could, awful lot. You could change
it. Make it Jonathan.
I would love to be, remember Mike Stonebreaker, the linebacker from Notre Dame?
That's a great name.
Michael Stonebreaker. There, when I was in eighth grade, I thought someday I might change my name to that. There are some good choices out there. I don't know for a first name. If I would go Mike, maybe something a little more creative. I love the name Jimmy, J-I-M-I, because of Jimi Hendrix, but Jimmy Seltzer sort of has that name.
Just saw his display out there. I had the picture. I was going to send it to you from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, incredible display there. Really cool.
I can only imagine.
I was thinking of you, pal.
Thank you. Yeah. I would love to see that, and I haven't. I need to check it out.
You're the only one who calls James Jimmy, right? Are you the only one that's allowed to?
Some people call him Jimmy.
No, everybody calls him James.
Yeah, everybody calls him James.
What? Really?
Yeah. You're just learning this after, what, 9 years?
No, I think a lot of people say Jimmy.
I don't think so.
No. Nope. Everybody calls him James.
Nope. James.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So. you're one of a kind,
John.
You're special. You're allowed to call him.
You are one of a kind. That's very true.
Yeah.
He prefers to be called James.
Yeah.
Are we sure about that?
Yes. Well, you ask him. Ask him when he's back in what he likes to be called.
And I think he prefers to be called James unless it's Jimmy with an I.
Unless it's you calling him.
No, if it's Jimmy with an I, then he's like, okay, that's pretty cool because it's like Jimi Hendrix is amazing.
I can't imagine that's what he's thinking.
Don't
really?
Yeah.
I don't think he's thinking that at all.
Don't think so.
I think you got a bad read there.
Agreed. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Remember, you can still bid on the Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles Game Day Experience Brandon Graham Autograph Football. You and a guest will enjoy a full Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles game day experience as they take on the New York Giants. Start your game day at the 94 WIP pregame tailgate party. Continue by visiting the pregame show. Then you'll head into Lincoln Financial Field. You'll visit with Merrill and Mike in the broadcast booth. Watch the game from club level seats and also receive an autographed football from Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowl defensive end Brandon Graham. Bidding for that item ends May 18th at 7 o'clock. So you can bid on that if you want. One quick thing I wanted to touch on before we go back to the phones here. Last night, Knicks Celtics game 4, really good game. Knicks end up winning. Knicks go up 3-1 in that series.
Again down like 14 this time.
Yeah, and a brutal, brutal ending for the Celtics. Not only lose the game, but Jason Tatum... I wasn't torn up. I don't care. I hate to see a star blow his foot out.
Tatum is that special where that hurts the game.
No, that does hurt the game.
He's having
for sure.
a great game, too.
Yeah, and Tatum goes down, and here's Brian Windhorst just on the aftermath and the feeling in the Boston locker room last night.
Our Tim Bontemps, who was in the Celtics locker room after the game, he said it was the quietest locker room he'd ever heard. They obviously know that the rest of this series is in, of course, serious doubt. I will point something out. They are facing, obviously, a difficult situation here. Tatum injured. They're down 3-1. They were 8-2 without Jason Tatum this season. This is an excellent team. They are the defending champions. Picking themselves up after seeing that, though, is going to be a huge challenge, maybe even more tactically, emotionally, trying to bounce back from what they witnessed tonight.
Now, I don't think the Celtics are bouncing back and winning that series, but, man, you talk about a costly night. You basically lose the series and you lose Jason Tatum. That's a killer. And not good for the league. You never want to see that.
You might have lost your season next year, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at the East, it does feel a little more wide open after last night, and it looks like the Knicks going to advance, going to get to a conference finals before the Sixers, which is kind of crazy.
The Sixers are prepared to offer Jason Tatum a 3-year extension.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Kenny in Vineland. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, good morning, morning crew.
What's up, Kenny?
All right. I want to talk about Bryce Harper a little bit, and then I'm going to give you my eccentric.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is directed towards you, Ruben. I respect you to the utmost as far as your baseball knowledge and everything. It just bothers me a little bit. It annoys me that you're somewhat overly homerish when it comes to Bryce Harper. I mean, right now he is lost at the plate, Ruben. Okay, every pitcher that comes up and pitches to him knows to throw the outside slider, whatever you want to call it, low and outside, and he swings at it like Castellano swings at him, pitches. And he hasn't been clutch at all. Has he had one game for us this year?
Well, he missed the one game because he won the game for him Sunday night. So I actually called that game from another station. But
he looked like he was coming back Saturday night. Right. He really felt like he was getting into the swing of it, right. Feeling confident.
And I agree with you there. I mean, we know, like you said, he's going to come out of it eventually. Most baseball players do. If they're in a slump, they're going to get out of it. But we're not talking about an average baseball player. We're talking about Bryce Harper here.
Yeah, so, he's gone through these at times. And I misspoke. It was Saturday night when he swung the bat well. I mean, he is a guy that's one of the best hitters in the game, and he will get it back. And this is part of the game. It's a long, long season. And yes, he has not been himself, but I fully believe that he's going to be closer to who he is as we move through this season. Believe me.
Okay, well, I sure
he's struggling.
So.
Hey, the eyes don't lie. He's struggling right now. He's not consistent,
and it's been longer than normal, right?
It is not something that he normally goes through, but it has happened to him in the past.
But he has shaved his head.
Yes,
so much
he's
like
made the
Nick
adjustment.
Sirianni, he's looking to make a difference.
Okay, and my eccentric, I would think Jay Leno. I think he's very eccentric. He has all this car collection. He has like 5 or 6 cars that nobody in the world has.
Jay Leno, but he pronounced it Jay Leno.
That's
like a John and a John.
I didn't understand who he was talking about.
I should have asked Kenny. I don't think Kenny meant to do that, but it would have been perfect considering the John Ritchie.
He went up against Dave Letterman for years.
Jean Ritchie.
Have you guys ever heard him referred to as Jay Leno before?
Never.
Jean Ritchie.
There you go.
You'll just become a Frenchman.
That sounds so cultured, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, yeah.
Jean Ritchie.
Yeah.
How about now?
I can play hockey.
I like it.
Although I don't know which way I hold the stick.
You can wear a cardigan.
I think I'm this way.
Now I think you're in on the John.
What's that?
Now you're in on the John pronunciation.
If I can go with Jean Ritchie.
We begin with the soft J. Jean.
Yeah. Jean Ritchie.
Okay.
That sounds perfect.
Sounds great.
Let's go to Frank and Ben Salem. Hey, Frank.
From 10.
Frank.
Frankie.
Frank.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. I want to talk to Ruben.
All right, I'm here.
And about,
do it.
Let's
about
chat.
Tom, about our head coach.
Or the manager.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He that game against Chicago, Solberg gets on. I know there's two outs. He pinch runs for him with Sosa. I'm thinking, why don't you take out your best hitter in the lineup? So I said, well, maybe he's going to have Sosa steal because there's two outs and Cassiano's up. He didn't steal a bag, and Cassiano flies out. Now, he just took Solberg out of the game. Then it's because it was the eighth inning. You get late in the game.
You're talking about Schwarber?
Extra innings. Yeah, Schwarber. I'm sorry.
I think
this game from 3 weeks ago, Frank.
Okay, 3 weeks ago, but it's been bothering me.
I mean, okay. Obviously.
I guess it does.
You want to win a World Series, you got to have coaching.
Hey,
okay,
Frank.
You get the extra innings.
Frank, sometimes I do think you have to bear in mind, though, we've got Schwarber with this streak working. And you do, if you want that streak to continue, he needs to get on base. You know, so, like, that's every game. And I would think if you still want to get him some rest, you know, after he gets on base, you'd feel a little more apt to pinch run for him or, you know, pinch hit for him after he gets that, you know, achievement for the day.
You pinched run for him in the game with Johan Rojas the other day and won the game, right, Rube?
Yeah, they did. And listen, you okay, and yeah, Schwarber does a lot of things. He does a lot of things, but the speed is not the one.
Is he faster than Alec Boehm, though?
He might be.
There was two outs.
I think so.
I mean, the only thing I saw maybe if Sosa steals second, then he said try to win the game there in the eighth inning. But that I think that hurt us. And then he gets the extra innings. He comes up. It's Cassiano's on second. JT's up. Now he's having a tough time with the curveball and that. So I figured he bunt him because Capo, who's behind him, hits a lot of fly balls and that, and he scores the run to get the lead.
I do never ever play for one run. I never play for one run when you're away and you're in extra innings.
No.
And you have to play for two because it's too easy to score one run.
Frank,
I mean, he played for two.
Frank, we got to move on. What's your eccentric?
I guess I picked Michael Jackson because he had a friend with a monkey, I guess.
All right. Well, appreciate the call.
Yeah,
he
was a good one.
He's very eccentric.
About as eccentric as it gets. He was friends with the monkey and lots of other strange things. Yeah. That monkey was pretty cool, though.
Who's more eccentric?
Have you watched
Michael,
the Righteous
Michael
Gemstones?
Jackson or Prince?
Ooh, that's a good call. I think it might be MJ.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Really? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seemed like Prince had it a little more under control. You know, like Michael Jackson, really eccentric, but maybe like he didn't always have the ability to rein it in. The eccentricities.
Gotcha.
I think Prince could probably do a better job of being normal if he had to be. In a pinch.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But now it's time to do what we do every day this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. What's first?
Does anyone really believe that Daryl Morey's going to build a team, a young team, when all he's ever done was overpay for aging superstars? As long as Josh Harris owns his team, we're going nowhere. And I love the Sixers, but it's just pathetic.
Same way I feel. I mean, I don't have any confidence they're gonna figure this thing out.
Ace.
Hinging our hopes on Ace.
Ace.
It is a cool. It's a cool name.
It is the
awesome,
coolest
man.
Name ever.
Yeah. So he gets a little credit for that. What's next?
I'm freaking pissed. Jerry Jones doesn't get the right to push Roger Goodell around or buy his ass to get those boys against our birds. Screw Jerry Jones.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that they are put on the same, I don't know. We're on a pedestal. We belong on a pedestal. We won the world championship. That's what you get to do. You get to play in the first game when you win the world championship, and you get to face a righteous opponent, a mighty opponent. They are not.
I'm warming up to the idea a little bit, though. I mean, you're going to be hanging your banner up that night. They're going to be showing Jerry's face as the Eagles hang their banner. I mean, that part of it is at least a positive.
You know what really winning the lottery would mean? Finding two general managers as stupid as Daryl Morey to take the two boat anchors off your hands and their salaries. Because until you do that, it doesn't matter how many lottery picks you get, Ace Bailey or Ace Ventura, they're not going anywhere with Embiid and George still dragging the team backwards.
Feels like people are excited.
Right? His name is Arius, man.
Arius.
Also a cool
also
name.
A great
really
name.
Cool
he can
name.
Use either one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe he can let you borrow one.
I would love to be named Arius. Although I'm Richie. Somewhat more earthbound than I'd like to be lately. I cannot jump anymore. I tried it. I got a basketball hoop in my house. I don't have the
no
ability
ups.
To elevate.
No ups.
That's longer. Because you're old and decrepit.
I actually might be, Tom.
Boom.
Yeah. You might be accurate.
What world is John Ritchie living in where Joel Embiid worked in the offseason to get in shape and to get better to work on his moves? I don't know what you've been watching for the past 10 years, but that's not the Joel Embiid I've seen. His knee is chronic. It's arthritic. He's done.
Last year felt like maybe that didn't hold up the way we...
Yeah, fair point. We should have pushed back on you harder on that earlier.
If, in fact,
but
it is
prior
arthritic,
to last year.
I mean, can you imagine signing this guy if they knew it was arthritic?
Ruben, somebody's going to have to explain to me how a doctor approved that.
And also, may have helped, too, if he didn't go and play in the Olympics and spend
story.
2 months over there doing the Olympic thing. I can't imagine that really helped him too much.
That was Rhea's favorite.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Me and Rhea both love that one. Let's shut it down, bud.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Times Yours line, 215-238-4500. You can leave us a voicemail every day for Times Yours at the end of the show. One more guess for what's eccentric. Let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I would go with Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol,
very
that's a
much
good one.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good one. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. All right, guys. So we have Tom Cruise, Elton John, Robin Williams, Joe DiCamera, Jason Kelsey, Jim Carrey, Tesla, Jay Leno, Michael Jackson, Andy Warhol.
Jay Leno.
I think Michael Jackson is way up there.
He's up there.
Robin Williams.
Jay Leno is not as eccentric as the others. I love the pronunciation.
I like the Tom Cruise one.
I like the Tom Cruise one, too.
I like Tom Cruise, man. He was,
because everybody thought he was totally normal.
On the down low.
Yeah.
Until he just went off the deep end.
I like Tom Cruise.
Okay, we'll go with Tom Cruise. That's Mike in Norristown. Mike in Norristown, you win the pair of tickets. Go see Post Malone at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th, 2025. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. So congratulations to Mike for winning the tickets to go see Post Malone. Fun show today, guys. Thank you, John.
Great job.
You, Ruben. Thank you, Rhea. And thank you to Buzz and Lewis for producing the show today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.